It's Men's Mental Awareness Month. Finally, you know, finally we get some type of, you know, recognition, some type of thought. Because we don't get Nathaniel. They only think about us on our birthdays and shit. Barely that, probably. Father's Day around the corner. What we getting, man? They gonna think about us this year? We gonna get more than a hug? We gonna get more than some of the same head that we've been getting? The same that we're getting? Oh, what you give me for Father's Day? Oh, I'm gonna make it real special for you. I'm gonna go get in some lingerie. No, that's not gonna cut it, baby. I ain't gonna cut it. No, that's not gonna cut it this year. Nah, we not going, man. Listen, we got to stand on business. Put in some thought, just like y'all want us to put in some thought. Think about us, goddammit. Damn, y'all want us to do all this shit year round. We got to pay bills. We got to drop good golf. We got to go on dates. We got to bring flowers. And all we get in return is the same old p- Damn.
Call that a show. Finessing is my thing, I had to let them know. Patience, you've been waiting. Talk about it. What's on your mind? Profit, peace, and progress. Had to focus on the grind. Talk about it. What's on your mind? It's the late night special.
Welcome to the late night special. I'm your host, Jonathan Dupuytren, aka Finesse, and also known as Rich. Call me anything, but please don't call me broke. Yeah, man, it's been a little second, been a little minute. You know what I'm saying? Been like, what the hell you been doing? What the fuck have you been doing? Niggas been waiting on the late night special. Niggas just been waiting on you to show up. Nigga, where the fuck you been at, bro? Don't do us like that again, bro. Don't do us like that again, my nigga. I got y'all, man. But listen, I've been working on the motherfucking back end. Shit gotta make sense, and it gotta make sense. I hope you caught that. Shit got to make sense, and it gotta make sense. And whatever you doing out there, just make sure that shit makes sense. Whatever your in your life, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to goddamn, shout out to Hell Going On, shout out to Hell Going On. This young nigga I met in the grocery store, man. Yeah, man, that's all I got to say, man. Shout out to Hell Going On, but shit like that keep me nigga motivated, man. Shit like that keep me going. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, hey, man, Thursday, right? Thursday, you drop an episode, right? I just walked off laughing, like, yeah, we gonna do that, man. I know the episode a little late, you know what I'm saying? But hey, we here. How y'all been doing, man? Shout out to the sponsors. Oh, before we get started, make sure you guys check out the Patreon for all the exclusive content. I got some episodes on the way. I got Miss Twerk some. I got this white German chick that I just interviewed. Gonna be on the episode. Make sure you guys check out the Patreon, www.richunemployed.net, for the merch. Copy some merch, support the kid. That's all I ask. I don't ask for no damn donations. I don't ask for nothing, bruh. Do something. Buy some third leg, man. Get you some third leg. If you don't know what this is an all-natural male stimulant made with all organic herbs. And the base is sea moss. None of that honey shit, none of that blue chew shit, none of that hard steel shit, none of that shit that you get out the gas station. This is all natural and it's doing what it do. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. Your girl will not be disappointed. Them hoes is not gonna be disappointed. They gonna be coming back. Look, it's called your third leg for a reason. It's called your third leg. Listen, if you ain't got a third leg, it's gonna get you there. It's gonna get you there. Honestly, I want to take a sip right now, but I'm already on it, man. And dig harder than chemistry right now. You know what I'm saying? Now let's unbox your manhood. Comes with a condom. That's pretty interesting. Man, it's Men's Mental Awareness Month. Finally we get some type of, you know, recognition, some type of thought. You know what I mean? Like, cause we don't get shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, us men, we don't get Nathaniel. They only think about us on our birthdays and shit. Barely that, probably. We don't get nothing. Father's Day around the corner. What we getting, man? They gonna think about us this year? They gonna think about us? We gonna get more than a hug? We gonna get more than the same head that we've been getting, the same pussy that we're getting? Oh, what you give me for Father's Day? Oh, I'm gonna make it real special for you. I'm gonna go get in some lingerie. No, that's not gonna cut it, baby. That ain't gonna cut it. No, that's not gonna cut it this year. Nah, we not going, man. Listen, we got to stand on business. We not going for mediocrity. We not going for regular. We not going for the same old shit. Put in some thought, just like y'all want us to put in some thought. Think about us, God damn it. Damn, y'all want us to do all this shit year round. We gotta pay bills. We gotta drop good dick off. We gotta go on dates. We gotta bring flowers. And all we get in return is the same old pussy. Damn. I mean, it is what it is, man. But if you are a man out there dealing with mental health, talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Get some help. And I know it's kind of hard for us to express ourselves, to go seek help, to talk to a therapist, to talk to our girlfriends, because we ain't doing that. The only person we're really going to talk to is probably our homeboy, our cousins, our brothers. Because they the only one that feel us, because we going through the same shit. You ever called your partner and, bruh, you just get to expressing yourself, you telling him what's going on, and he on the other end like, man, what, you too? Could we all be going through the same shit? The same shit most of us are going through. Like, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Like, your homeboy be going through this. We be going through the same shit, man. And we got to find a way to get this shit out. Pause. You know what I'm saying? We got to find a way to get, you know, whatever we going through out. Man, I was just texting my homegirl. She was like, yeah, I just started dating and you know, everything was going good. Like, he was like a perfect guy. Then, you know, all I asked was for him to be kind, and he just started spazzing one day. Started punching holes in the wall, screaming, and like, just going berserk. Man, niggas really be going through it. Niggas be going through it, man. And sometimes, most of the times, our issues, most of the time, the root of it, and I ain't gonna say the root of it, what makes it harder to deal with is money. We can be stressed, we can have all this trauma and shit like that built up, and we could suppress that, we can deal with it. But the moment that we go broke and we gotta start fucking figuring out how the hell we gonna go survive, that's when all the shit just start pounding on us, bruh. That's when shit just start hitting the fan and we just can't take this shit no more. Like, god damn, I've been through all this shit in life, now I'm broke too. Listen, man, the streets is fucked up right now. You know what I mean? Like, everybody is fucked up. Everybody is broke. So don't think you alone, nigga. Do not think you alone. Listen, my homeboy today, this nigga said, hey, bro, you move my car? I was like, nah. He's like, damn, bro, they got me. They done motherfucking repossessed my shit, nigga. He said, hey, bro, this is what I need you to do. I need you to goddamn give me a ride, because I already know where they finna go park it at. The Lyft driver, they finna go park it at the fucking Lyft location. I need you to take me there. I was like, nigga, what if they ain't take it there? What if they took it to the garage? Bro, I don't know, but we gotta see, bro. And I could hear the desperation in his voice. I could hear it, bro. I really didn't want to go, man, but I took him. And that motherfucking car was sitting right there, bro. The look on his face when he hit that button and that motherfucker in the brake light lit up, man, that nigga almost hopped out the car while the car was running. Let me get the hell up out of here. Let me go get in the car before they change their mind. Like, shit is real out here, man. Shit is so real. So like, if you are one of these, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get it twisted, bro. We all going through it. You know what I'm saying? In some way, shape, or form, a nigga might not be broke, but we probably ain't in the same situation that we was when shit was going good. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might have been seeing $10,000 a month. Now a nigga only seeing $5,000. You know what I'm saying? $4,000. You know what I mean? You done built up this lifestyle. You done built up this lifestyle off this $10,000 a month, and now money funds is low. Niggas ain't saved none. You know what I'm saying? Or you did say something. Now you got to go in your stash. You got to go in the stash. You know what I mean? And try to maintain these bills. The chick that you got. You know what I'm saying? Maybe these kids. You know what I'm saying? The car that you fucking got. You know what I'm saying? It's high-ass insurance. Insurance be higher than a motherfucker. So, niggas is broke. Niggas is down. Shit is not the same. And I would say, man, it's all fucking Joe Biden's fault. But we can't blame this nigga. We can't blame this nigga, because it's always been fucked up for a nigga. It's always been hard for a black man. So we can't blame Joe Biden. Can't blame that nigga. We can't say, man, I wish Trump was back in office. Man, the shit was sweet when Trump was here. Money was flowing. Everybody was up. We need Trump back in office. Nah, we can't rely on a man for one. Then we can't rely on the white man, the government, for shit, nigga. We gotta find a way and get this shit on our own, nigga. Trying to rely on motherfucking whoever's in office to boost up the economy. Man, listen, bro, I know some niggas that's fucked up, and I know niggas that's up, and I know niggas that's winning. And the difference between the niggas that's winning, the people that's winning, is they put themselves in position to win. I mean, that's point blank period. A nigga put himself in position to win. I put myself in a position to keep eating. The thing is, bro, we gotta get creative, bro. The old way of thinking of trying to goddamn get some money, bro, that shit's out the window, bro. We gotta get creative, bro. We gotta goddamn get not bad. We gotta get, it's the distractions, my nigga. It's the fucking distractions. Real shit, because, bro, I swear to God, if you was to get the fuck off Instagram for three hours a day that you spend on Instagram, right? Let's count this shit up. The 3 hours you spending on Instagram, you'd have probably smoked a blunt. That probably took 2-3 hours out your day. I don't know how many blunts you smoking. So, shit, we already at 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? We sleeping for 8. That's 14 hours. So now we only got motherfucking 8 hours left. No. 10 hours left. We got 10 hours left. It's like, what the fuck is we doing with our time, bro? It's so many ways to get some money. It's so many ways to go get it. We just not fucking thinking, bro. We scared to risk. We scared to invest in our goddamn selves, bro. Nigga be so quick to ask a nigga for a handout, but when they get their bag, they don't go invest in them goddamn selves. They don't go invest. They go blow the shit on some bullshit. They go blow the shit on some hoes, blow the shit on some leisure, blow the shit on goddamn having fun, whatever the fuck you might go blow it on. But they scared to go invest in themselves and wonder why the fuck you stressed out. Because shit, you ain't allocating the money properly. When Trump do come back in office, pray to God he do. You know what I'm saying? I do fuck with Trump now. Pray he do. When the money come back, nigga, you gonna fuck the bag up. Niggas can't wait to get a bag again just so they can beat up and go fuck up the money again. Just so they can go ball again. Not to maintain, not to go, oh, let me go, oh shit, I just came up on 200,000. Let me take goddamn 25% of that and go invest in some shit so I can be eating for years. Niggas don't be thinking. Niggas be thinking, hey, we finna go ball, nigga. Let me go get that lamb truck. Let's go to Miami, rent the Rolls Royce. Let's go to motherfucking Booty Trap. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to Booty Trap Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Leave out that bitch at 7 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? But then blew a bag on all these bitches that ain't gonna mean nothing. They ain't even thinking about you when you walk out the fucking door. That you done gave your number to, nigga. And she playing with you outside. She playing with you while you blowing her up outside the club. Damn, Shotta, what's up, man? I'm out here waiting on you. Woo, 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 woo. Oh, I'm coming. We counting up this money. Nigga, it's 8 a.m. And you still out there scratching your fucking nuts thinking she finna come out there. Man, we got to get fucking right, bro. We got to get fucking right. We be bullshitting. We be causing our own demise. We be causing our own demise, bro. We be stressing ourselves out, bro, because we don't be preparing for the fucking... for what's coming, nigga. It's always gonna be ups and downs. So while you up, you need to prepare for a down moment. You need to be prepared for a down moment, bro. That's outside of money. You know what I'm saying? We didn't been through shit as fucking kids. Your dad probably wasn't there. Probably treated you like shit. Probably grew up in poverty, probably was beaten as a child, probably went through fucking, nigga, I went through hell as a child. Nigga, I was in and out of fucking jail as a juvenile from the age of 12 to motherfucking 16. You know what I mean? Dad wasn't around. Nigga, I had to raise my damn self, basically. Mom was always at work, working overtime. Me and my siblings at the crib, fucking up the house, burning shit, breaking shit, didn't have shit to wear to school, nigga, like, all I hear is fucking excuses, nigga. Listen, bruh. It's motherfuckers in bubble fuck Africa, nigga, going through way worse shit than you. That's going through way worse shit. Like, fuck all this word trauma shit. That trauma word is being thrown around so easily. Oh, man, I've been through trauma, man. And I've been through shit, man. I got demons. No, them fucking demons is them drugs you using, nigga. That's what the fuck them demons is, nigga. Stay off them fucking drugs. We gotta stop making excuses, bro, and find some fucking solutions, bro. Real shit. We be making motherfucking excuses. Oh, man, damn, bro, ain't no money out here. No, nigga. It is some money out here. You just ain't chose the right path. You ain't chose the right route. You ain't around the right people. How the fuck is it? How the fuck you can say ain't no money out here, but it's some niggas out here eating? Good. It's some niggas eating out here good. So don't say ain't no money out here. It's plenty money out here, my nigga. It's plenty money out here. Like shit been slow for me too. Shit, man, I went down from fucking 10 girls. Let me not cap, because I don't mean to be fucking like that. I was about to say some funny shit. But like, being broke ain't gonna stop you from fucking no girls. Being broke ain't, cause I know a broke nigga, my partner, bro, that nigga be fucking. He be fucking. It ain't the highest quality of chicks. It ain't the high quality. You know what I'm saying? It ain't high quality. But he be fucking. You know what I'm saying? He be pulling up to get this third leg like it ain't no tomorrow. Hey, bro, I need some more. I need some more, bro. Hey, bro, how many girls you fucked this month? And I be like, man, I probably feel like two, if that. Yeah, bro, I try to average like 10 a month. I don't know what the fuck his goal is in life. I don't know what his goal is, but getting my rocks off while I'm broke is not my motherfucking goal and not my purpose in life. Also, real ass shit. Like, you too busy trying to get your fucking nut off. You, like, because if you think about it, this shit requires time to fuck. You just ain't picking up the phone like, hey, baby, come get this dick. You got to text. You got to hang out. And then you get the new ones, you definitely got to put some time and energy to. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no money, but you could. A girl loves some time. You give her time on that phone, nigga. You give her enough time on that phone, nigga. You definitely probably going to get in there. So all that time you allocating towards these women, nigga, you could be trying to figure out how to get some money, bro. The way that I operate, bro, I got to sit and think, bro. I need fucking time. I need isolation, bro. I need time to sit and think and get creative on how to fuck to go get some more money, to be creative, how to create content. We can't be fucking wasting time out here, dog. Like, that's what I call wasting time. Like, you ain't fucking the baddest of the baddest. You fucking low quality.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So what's the fucking point? Oh, I'm just to bust nuts, nigga? Like, come on, bro. We 30. We 30 plus, nigga. How many nuts we need to bust, my nigga? I'd rather choose money than fucking, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And nigga might be like, hell yeah, but I don't see you chose it. You ain't made that decision. You ain't made that decision, bro. I think what's wrong with niggas, people, we're scared of commitment. Like, we are afraid of commitment. We are afraid of commitment in relationships, and we afraid of our own commitments to ourselves. We can't go say, hey man, listen, I got these fitness goals. This is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna get to. We cannot commit to shit. Niggas might say, hey bro, I'm gonna lose weight. Or I'm gonna go to the gym every day. And by day two or three, after week one, it's a wrap. It's a motherfucking wrap. Yeah, you know, man, shit, bro, life just been, you know what I'm saying? I had the job, you know what I'm saying? The girl, the kids, fucking excuses, nigga. Nigga, you gotta say something and fucking mean it and fucking do it. You gotta say something and fucking mean it and fucking do it. Niggas be acting like bitches. And that's the only way to put it, bro. If you say something, nigga, do it. Nigga, ain't nobody holding your fucking hand. Ain't nobody gonna make sure that you doing what the fuck you said you gonna do, nigga. You ain't in school no more, nigga. You ain't got no fucking parents keeping you on fucking track. You ain't got no coach. You ain't got no fucking teammates, nigga. You gotta push your goddamn self. We can't commit to shit. So if you can't commit to like little goals like the gym and shit like that, nigga, how the fuck you think you gonna commit to getting to the bread? You know how hard it is, you know what I'm saying? What type of commitment, what type of sacrifice? Million, like to get to an M? You know what type of sacrifice it takes to run a fucking podcast? To show up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what type of commitment? Like, we are afraid of anything that has any type of contract. Anything that has a contract. We ain't getting no fucking relationship. We ain't getting a relationship with our fucking goals. That's what we need to do. We need to get a relationship with our fucking goals. We need to get married to our motherfucking goals, nigga. Married to the fucking money, nigga. This is my goal, nigga. If I told myself, bro, I'm not smoking weed till I got 100,000. What was my goal? I wasn't smoking weed until I made 100K. Not have 100K in the bank. 100K. I need from the point that I said it. Let me make 100K. Niggas can't do that. Niggas can't just wake up and just go cold turkey and stop smoking weed. They be like, you know what, bruh? I'm gonna stop smoking weed Tuesday, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, yeah. Tuesday come, you know what, bruh, fuck. We're gonna just wait till next week and do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I wake up, bruh, cold turkey, nigga. Cold turkey, bruh. And I just always been like that. I always been like that, bro. Like, if I put my mind to something, bro, I'm just gonna do it. Now, it be times where I fall off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all happens. But you gotta remind yourself, hey, this is what I said I'm gonna do. This is what I said. It's gonna take a lot of sacrificing, bro. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, the life that you could be living, the women that you could be fucking is so much better when you got some motion going on. Just, you have no motion. You have no motion going on, but you still can get some pussy. Okay. Now, are you where you want to be in life? Are you driving the car you want to drive? Are you happy? That'd be the thing right there, like, happiness. Are you fucking happy? Because fuck the money. Are you happy with where you are in life right now? If the answer is yes, then fine by me. Stay where the fuck you at and be happy. You ain't got to make no more money in life. You can be fucking the same girls, you can be driving the same car, you can be living in the same crib, wearing the same clothes. And long as you're happy, that is the number one thing. Fuck the money. Fuck the lifestyle, nigga. Are you happy? That is the question. That is the question of the fucking month. Are you happy? Because you got to choose happiness over everything. You got to choose yourself over everything. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that, nigga. You over everything. Fuck them kids. Fuck your girlfriend. Fuck everything, nigga. If you're not happy, bro, you cannot operate as a man. You're going to crash. You're going to crash one day, bro. And it's going to be bad. You're going to crash one day. All that shit going to build up. And you ain't going to be able to take this shit no more. You're going to like, man, fuck this shit. And I don't know how or what you're going to do, but you're going to crash. It's going to explode. So, you first. God first, right? You are God. God first. First, you, my man, you, because without you, nothing. Once you die, you gotta understand, once you die, bro, once you die, like, motherfucker, we be living for other people. We be living to goddamn make other people happy. We be goddamn working and busting our ass to goddamn support and invest in other people's happiness. But the moment we motherfucking leave this earth, bro, they gonna think about us at the funeral. They gonna think about us at the funeral, nigga. And once the funeral over, they about to go eat. We about to go eat and listen to music and goddamn celebrate his life, you know what I'm saying? And it's back to regular life, man. I be ain't gonna be that many people go visit your gravesite. Ain't gonna be too many motherfuckers that post you on your birthday. It ain't, nigga, they gonna forget about you. So my nigga, always remember, you got to come first, man. Your happiness, your mental comes first. I gotta come first, baby. I gotta come first. I gotta come first, man. I got to come first. This shit right here is life. That shit is life, man. This some expensive ass orange juice. I ain't gonna go. This shit is $12.99 for some organic, freshly squeezed. Freshly squeezed. Look, they taking oranges and squeezing that bitch in the bottle. This ain't none of that motherfucking Tropicana bullshit at motherfucking Kroger and Walmart. This ain't none of that shit. That's not even real fucking orange juice. That ain't real orange juice, nigga. You ain't had real orange juice till you had this shit right here, nigga. It's real orange juice. You know, but I stay on my health shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stay on this health shit. I've been meal prepping. Eating 4 or 5 times a day. Just added protein shakes to the fucking diet. Been in the gym 5 days out the week. Going crazy. You can see the shit in my face, nigga, and gain some weight. I done gained about 10 pounds, nigga. I told y'all, nigga, bro, I'm gonna turn into a fucking superhero, bro. When I take this fucking shirt off, nigga, this shit gonna go bow, 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 bow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not playing, nigga. Like, you gotta invest. Not just money, you gotta invest time. Fuck that. Like, I be in the gym, like, dedicated, bro. Like, I go to the gym, bro. I ain't trying to go in there looking cute. I ain't going there with the matching fucking set. I ain't going there with the fucking new shoes on. Nigga, I'm going that bitch thugging, bruh. I'm going in that motherfucker thugging like I'm on a fucking prison yard. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all that cute shit. Nigga, I'm not in the gym to be cute. I'm in this motherfucker to get this shit going. Get this shit in, nigga. I'm in here to get money, nigga. I'm in here to get money in this bitch. I ain't all that cute shit, bruh. That ain't me, bro. That ain't me, dog. I go in that motherfucker, whatever the fuck I got on, bro. I'm going in that bitch to get money, nigga. I don't even talk to women in that bitch. Yo, listen, I go in that, I do it so I ain't gotta talk to women. You know what I'm saying? All these niggas looking cute and goddamn damn, the bitch walk in there, they gotta go have a conversation with a chick. Man, fuck all that. I'm not talking to no chicks in the fucking gym because they fucking distractions. They fucking distractions, bro. Real talk, bro. I go in that motherfucker. One day, I so happened to have a conversation with this girl that was in there. And, like, the shit getting real flirtatious out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you gotta chill. What you talking about? I'm like, you gotta chill before you get fucked, bitch. Like, that's why I ain't talking, bro. It's too much pheromones going on. Like, I'm just worked out. I'm feeling all, you know what I'm saying? She walk around with them tight ass fucking shorts. Like, no, man. I don't need nothing. I don't need no more distractions. Because we going to end up fucking and we ain't going to talk no more. And I got to see you in the gym all the time. And no, I'm going to the gym for one thing and one thing only. Don't talk to me while I'm in there. And for men too, don't talk to me. Say what's up. Talk to me when I'm done fucking working out, bro. Don't interrupt my workout and try to have a full-blown conversation while I'm in the middle of my motherfucking set. Like, nigga, I don't want to fucking talk. Excuse me. Come back later, nigga. We be in that motherfucker lollygagging and shit, bro. Go in that motherfucker, get that work in and get the fuck up out of there, bro. Get up out of there, dog. I'm in there to get some fucking money, nigga. I'm in there to get some money. Real shit, bro. The best way to get a girl number in the gym. This is the best way to get girls in the gym. It don't say shit at all. Don't say shit to them women in the gym. That's what I do. I know I can fuck every last one of them. But I don't say shit. I seen this bad chick the other day. She was fine as a motherfucker. I'm talking about everybody looking. And there's a lot of niggas approaching too. I see one nigga approach. He get to talking to about 3 minutes. Then another nigga, hey, what's up? Then another nigga. Like, this girl trying to get a fucking workout in. Leave the girl alone, bro. I got the mindset where, oh, let me finish. So my shit is by her. I got my smoothie, I got my keys by this chick. Man, I walk right next to her, up to my arm. She right, let me grab my shit and get the, she just knew I was gonna say something to her. Like, hey, I ain't even look this bitch in the eye. I ain't even looking in a direction. Got my shit, got the fuck up out of there. Because what this is, you don't give these girls no fucking attention. That's how you win, nigga. They be like, well, what the fuck wrong with this nigga? This nigga ain't looked at me. This nigga ain't said nothing. Like, damn, what's wrong with me? One day it's gonna happen. Niggas be thinking like, damn, bro, I might never see Shorty again. Damn, this might be my only opportunity. Oh, well, I don't give a fuck. It's a million other women out there too that I'm going to see and walk past. And bro, like, you got to have that abundant mindset. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if I missed out, I missed out. Her loss, nigga. The fuck? Her loss. The way that you get women attention in the gym, nigga, you can show up every fucking day, nigga. You show up every day. Go get you some fucking, some Chuck Taylors. Go get you some Chuck Taylors, nigga. Some nice clean ones, nigga. You go in that motherfucker every day, nigga, and you lift. You lift, nigga. You lift every fucking day, nigga. You be consistent. You stay consistent. She gonna see. She gonna notice that's that motherfucker that always be in here with them fucking Chuck Taylors. Muscles all glistening. Nigga looking all good and shit. One day y'all just gonna bump into each other. You might catch her at the fucking door. You might catch her walking to a car. You might catch her at the bathroom. Catch her at the water fountain. And the conversation might spark after 2-3 weeks, a month or two. Damn, this nigga ain't never, all these niggas done said something to me in this gym, but this nigga ain't said shit. Hey, shit, what's up? That's how, hey, bro. I don't know. I'm just different, bro. I'm just different. I don't got time for more women. They coming. They coming abundantly. How much more women do I fucking need? Like, they coming. They are coming, bro. And I'm pretty sure you already got a roster. Niggas be trying to add more to the roster. More to the, like, bro, it ain't enough time in the day, my nigga. It ain't enough time in the day. Get in that fucking gym and get the fuck out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit looking good. Wow. Shit looking good. Give me another month, bro. I mean, I would give y'all niggas my recipe, but yeah, you know I mean, send me a DM. Send me a DM, man. I fuck with you. That's all I got for you guys tonight, man. That's all I got for you niggas today, tonight. Yeah, man. I hope y'all appreciate this shit, dog. Hope y'all appreciate this shit because I got better things to do, man. And I really love doing this. I really love showing up for y'all. I really love delivering. It ain't about the money either, bro. I've been doing this shit before the money, and I'm going to do it after the money. Well, let me. You know what? I am going to do this shit after the money because I want to help motivate. I want to help niggas get to that bread. Like, when I'm talking about, when I hit them 50 M's, 100 M's, I got to come back and feed the people. I don't give a fuck where I'm at. Dubai. You know what I'm saying? I plan on living in Dubai for a second. Shit about to get real serious. Shit about to get serious, man. That's all I can fucking say. Shit is up and it got to get stuck, man. Don't be down looking like a clown. All right, dog. Man. I just want you niggas to stop making excuses, man. Stop making excuses, dog. That boy, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to support, man. Shout out to niggas that support this shit, bro. I done met some niggas in prison that still fucking with me, bro. And, you know, I appreciate that shit, dog. I gotta get back to it, though. I gotta get back to this shit, bro. Like, some people that just caught on, like, it's shit deeper than just the podcast, bro. Like, bro, I'm multifaceted, man. Like, I gotta really pop my shit this summer. I gotta pop. Y'all see the motherfucker connected. y'all see that motherfucker connected, man. You know what I'm saying? That from that beard oil, that organic beard oil that I just, you know what I'm saying, I created. Just, you know what I'm saying? Look, everything organic around this motherfucker. Everything is all natural around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga working on shit. Nigga don't even know. Shout out to your manhood, man. Number one stop shop for men for all your products. And I'm out, bro. This was Late Night Special. Greatest show on earth.